Welcome to Small Business Big Network, the podcast for small business owners who want big results from their networking. I'm Liz Drury, a freelance voiceover artist who knows that if you're not working, then networking could help. John Wilson is the founder of Honest Video. He also runs the Walk and Talk community, which is a networking group for founders and, as it says on the tin, is all about walking and talking. He once organised a very civilised pub crawl on a vintage bus. Sounds like my kind of network. This week's episode is kindly sponsored by Yesio. Think SEO is boring? Think again. Thank you very much for being my guest on the podcast today, John.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're the founder of a video production company, which we'll talk about in a bit. Have you always worked in the field of video? Is that what you always wanted to do?
Yeah, so studying at the University of Portsmouth, studying a documentary-led degree was, obviously 18 to 21. And then actually we, as graduates, I got some work, got an opportunity to do some work for the NHS down in Portsmouth where I'd studied. So the NHS locally contacted the university to put together a kind of group of students to produce a series of corporate videos. So I pitched for that with a guy that I studied with the university. We won that bit of work, and that's really how it all started for me. It was just a case of we got that project with the NHS. We delivered that project, and then we ended up getting referred to various other kind of NHS sites, and that was the starting point really for us. Instead of kind of going to university, getting a kind of job as a grad, and then going into the industry, it was kind of straight into the world of being self-employed and not really having a clue what I'm doing. And then fast forward 15 years, I guess, probably still having not much of a clue what I'm doing, but maybe a bit more experienced.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in the right place at the right time when that came along.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. I think I was one of those students that I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I guess like a lot of people, yeah. I didn't really know that I wanted to be a camera operator or a sound recordist. I didn't really have a passion for any particular skill within the field. And my dad was self-employed. And when the kind of opportunity came along to pitch for a bit of project work, that's, I guess, when the penny sort of started to drop. And that was from an age of kind of 21. That was the bit that I was interested in the most, was the business side of it and the company side of it versus the project side of it.
Yeah. Do you think that your degree prepared you well for the world of work?
Not particularly. I think we as entrepreneurs and as business owners, there isn't that pathway laid out for you currently in education, and that is a shame. And I think a lot needs to be done in that field. And I think I was definitely one of those kids who kind of just coasted through school. I just was, you know, I was bright, but I didn't particularly try that hard, you know, classic kind of C student, just kind of got my way through, did media studies, etc. at A level, just because it felt like almost not the easy thing to do, but I guess more of like I definitely gravitated towards more of those fun subjects. Yeah. And then my university course was very practically led. So I don't necessarily felt like at any point in growing up that I knew, okay, this is what I'm gonna do when I'm older. In fact, quite the opposite. So when a kind of opportunity came to pitch for some project work, and actually the sum of money, as a kind of 21-year-old who with a bit of a student loan and having how many overdrafts I had, but there was a few, you know, being able to produce, you know, pitch for that sort of sum of work was really exciting. There was nothing kind of laid out before that in terms of, you know, where I was going to go in for my career.
Yeah. So after those initial projects for the NHS, what kind of things did you work on after that?
We worked with the NHS, and the first set of projects was a series of corporate videos. We then got referred to a few NHS sites to do more simple videography work. And then there was a bit of a shift happening in the industry at that point. So everything was previously shot on tape, shot analog, and it was just at that sort of switch to digital, and digital SLRs being geared up to shoot in HD. So all of a sudden, you know, as kind of 21, 22 year olds, we could buy sort of £3,000-4,000 worth of kit, and we could be able to compete with people that possibly had hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of kits. And all of a sudden we were obviously able to do work at a much lower cost. And, and we got moving quite quickly in that period. And we aligned with a lot of, I'm based in Surrey, and we aligned with a lot of marketing agencies and digital agencies in that space where video had previously not been particularly accessible for them. So we were able to kind of come in and be a video partner for them. We ended up getting lots of work sort of locally in Surrey, but we ended up moving to clients like we started working with Henley Business School during that period. We did some work for Virgin Atlantic. We did some work for Asahi. We did a lot of work for kind of smaller tech companies. And we were really able to do that because previously, where smaller marketing agencies might have needed to charge kind of north of 20, 30, 50 grand, possibly for the sort of work we were doing, we were able to charge, you know, anywhere between, you know, a few thousand to kind of 10,000. And all of a sudden video was very accessible for a lot of people where it previously hadn't. So we really thrived in that sort of almost like Wild West period of the video going online and being a bit of a bubble around video that where it previously hadn't been accessible to a lot of companies.
Yeah. Now, your first business, I think, was called Shoot Jam. So tell me about that first business that you ran.
Yeah, so that was the business that I ran with Keith, and we were a video production company. We, as I said, we were doing a lot of work locally in Surrey with marketing agencies, but as we grew, we moved to an office in Shoreditch. But a lot of the focus was Shoot Jam because we'd done quite a creative filmmaking course. The goal really with that was always to invest a lot of our time and energy back in passion projects. So to invest a lot of time in short films, into music videos, into creative projects that weren't necessarily fueling the business, but were, it was almost at that point that the business was a vehicle for our careers as filmmakers more than anything. And actually what happened during that period is I learned that I wasn't as passionate about the craft as filmmaking as my then business partner was. And over time, we just started to drift away from each other. He was wanting to be a director of photography, work on commercials, work on those types of projects like short films, like music videos. And for me, that wasn't driving the business forward. So over time, we just drifted away from each other. That's the reality of it. We had a full-time editor, we had a full-time animator, we had myself working as a producer, and then we just drifted away. It just became a case of he was then just more involved on a project-to-project basis, and it just ran its course. That was the reality of it. It just sort of got to the point where that I couldn't take it any further, and he wanted to go in a different direction, and very amicably we decided to go our separate ways.
Yeah. And I think then you merged with another business, didn't you?
Yeah, that was right. So we were in an office space, and there was another video agency within that space called The Viral Agency, and we'd done a lot of collaboration together, and then there was an opportunity with Keith wanting to go in a different direction to merge those businesses together. The Viral Agency was operated by a solo founder. I was then kind of going to be a solo founder, and we'd worked together really well on projects. So we decided that joining forces would be a good move for us.
Yeah. So what happened to your business during the pandemic, you know, that time when you couldn't go out and do anything?
It was a very, so we had, so yeah, so part of the reason for that shift is with Shoot Jam, we'd done a lot of more traditional businesses, and with the Viral Agency, there was a lot more focus on challenger brands and ad agency clients. And I wanted to kind of shift to start to working with different sorts of brands. But a lot of the work we were doing was very much film based, was with actors, was with multiple locations, and during the pandemic, obviously a lot of that that work just couldn't happen. But we were very fortunate enough that when we merged the businesses, a lot of my clients that I'd worked with stayed with me. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the shift during the pandemic came from, okay, we're making video content. How can we continue to get content out there? So we did lots of different events previously, pre-COVID. They all shifted to virtual events overnight. Yeah. I think we were one of the first agencies to put out a virtual event called the Young Audio Awards, which got out very quickly. We then had a client that probably put out somewhere in the region of 12 to 15 virtual events during the pandemic, almost on a monthly basis. They were putting out stuff, and we had corporate clients who still needed to communicate to their audiences. So we did a lot of animated content. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of work where we were doing remote production, where we were possibly sending cameras that could be operated remotely, be mm-hmm. that with an engineer on site, but in a van or something, controlling the cameras nearby. We did a lot of content where we would send cameras to clients, and we were doing a lot of user generated stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a really innovative time for both us as an agency and for customers, because everything had to pivot, and there was no set rules, and then everything was changing so fast. But yeah, we actually did really well during the pandemic. We actually, a lot of those corporate clients really thrived during that time, and I think we've learned a lot. We learned a lot during that time, and I think we're better. Mm-hmm. We're better for it in a way, because there was a lot of wasted production, a lot of budgets that were spent unnecessarily just because filming was the norm. And actually during that period, as audiences, we all got used to looking at Zoom screens and computer screens. So actually what we learned was that people don't mind seeing content like that. It's the content that's important, not necessarily having glossy video production. Yeah. And there's a time and a place for the glossy video production on those big awareness projects, but when you're kind of dealing with, you know, lower end content that is just going on social feeds or on social channels, you don't need to spend thousands of pounds on production when you can just focus on getting good quality user generated content remotely. And that's kind of what happened during the pandemic.
SEO is boring, but only if you're doing it wrong. Get your business growth groove on with Yeseo. Visit yeseo.io to book your free consultation. So your current business, Honest Video, how and when did that come about?
So we're in our fourth year now. So during that time with the viral agency, there was a lot of big life changes that happened, obviously the pandemic being one of them. I had two young children within that period as well, and just kind of coming out of that period again, just in the same way that Keith and I had drifted away, James and I had kind of drifted away, and we'd sort of got to a point where we wanted different things from the agency. Again, I'd got really excited by this corporate world, the way that we'd pivoted these clients, and then coming back out of COVID, like re-pivoting them to the kind of new way of working. And those were relationships that I wanted to continue, whereas James possibly wasn't in that headspace. And that was it, really. That was the decision was made, that we'd sort of come together in this kind of really natural way, and we'd almost parted ways in the same, we'd kind of come together, and it kind of reached its sort of natural conclusion. And then that was the reason for just going and starting on it. So we're in our fourth year now. A lot of those clients that I mentioned before that we had during the Shoot Jam days and then during the viral agency days, I've been very fortunate that they've stayed with me for long parts of my career. And so we're now, for the first time, I guess, in sort of 10, 15 years of running production companies and running agencies, we're now fully focused on those corporate clients and serving them in the best possible way.
Yeah. So why the name Honest Video? Where did that come from?
It was just a way of as I've kind of alluded to with those two previous companies, that I've always sort of felt like I've been doing things on other people's terms, whether it be working with brands that necessarily I didn't quite align with, or working on accounts that I didn't necessarily resonate with, or reinvesting a lot of our time and energy back in short films and passion projects. It's actually now focused on the things that I wanted to focus on these corporate clients, giving them the experience they deserve, working as predominantly a company of one, working with just freelancers, working with the people that I enjoy working with, and not having a lot of these smoke and mirror, not having the kind of barriers of smoke and mirrors that we see a lot in the agency space. There's a lot of kind of BS in the agency world, I think, and a lot of kind of misdirection. And I was really keen with Honest just to, it's just about me and the people that I enjoy working with.
Yeah. So what kind of clients do you work with? You said corporate, but are they from any particular sector?
So we don't have a particular niche in a sector. I think we give everything this kind of large organization, corporate term is kind of how we sort of label our clients. We're working with the likes of AQA, the Exam Board, Roche, Bauer Media, Thomson Reuters, Asahi Radio Center. So we're working with really large organizations where we're able to, as a small agency, make quite a big impact for those clients. We might be, whereas in the past with previous roles, we might be working with a founder and they might have a marketing manager. So we might have one or two stakeholders within a business. We might have 15 to 30 stakeholders within any organization that we're working with. And that will be across marketing, campaigns, internal comms, events. So that's the sort of client where we really like to make a kind of big impact in an organization across kind of multiple touch points.
Yeah. And I noticed from your LinkedIn profile that you've also started another business this year, Explainer, which is all about explainer videos. Why did you decide to start that as well?
It's a completely different challenge. I think when I started Honest, there was an element of soul searching that sort of happened kind of coming out of the pandemic, and Explainer's kind of really been born out of that. It's just a completely different challenge. When I left the Viral Agency and started Honest, I thought, okay, maybe I'll run Honest, and I wanted to give myself, you know, I wanted to do a 4-day week, and I wanted to allow myself time to think about the possibility of doing other businesses and different challenges. And Explain is really has been born from that. It's, you know, as the world changes and AI comes in, the agency approach that I found, it isn't always right for a lot of people. So Explainer is really a way of delivering that kind of agency standard work, but without the same kind of budgets and the same time commitments that perhaps you would have to go through working with an agency. So it's extremely productized, it's extremely streamlined. We have a formula and a kind of recipe and a way of working to deliver these high-end video animations, but not on the same kind of scale and budget as the agency. So it's almost like the greatest hits of a career of delivering hundreds of animations for people like IBM, Thomson Reuters, we've done explainer video work for Microsoft over the years. And it's really kind of a way of distilling all that knowledge into a really clear, concise, beautiful product that serves a completely different audience to Honest. If Honest is corporate, large organizations, everything's completely bespoke. I use the analogy of if Honest is going to an architect and building a house and choosing every individual fixture and furnishing and making everything just right, that's the approach with Honest and the agency. Whereas Explainer is the prefab house. You choose your measurements, you know, you select from three different types of windows, you select from these predefining, and you still get a beautiful high-end product out of it, but you understand that there's an element of compromise that has come with that.
Yes, yes. So let's have a chat about networking now. I noticed that you, something else that you organise is the Walk and Talk community, which started last year. So tell me something about that and who comes to it.
So I'm based in Surrey. So I started the Walk and Talk community as a way of bringing founders together in Surrey. As a kind of business owner in Surrey, having spent a career doing a lot of networking, all of that high quality networking has always been done in London. And that has been the case for 15 years. And that's, there are a lot of good businesses, a lot of great agencies in kind of Surrey. And it was a way of sort of bringing those together, but with that bigger business mentality. A lot of the networking that I've always done in Surrey has been very small business focused. And this was about bringing people together who perhaps think a little bit bigger in terms of the size of their business and the clients that they work with in Surrey, getting out and about in nature, getting away from our desks, getting away from our teams for the day, getting away from our personal brands and the game of LinkedIn every day, and just get away and in an informal setting, talk to your peers about the challenges that you're facing running a business. It's really a mix of founders, whether they're founders of agencies or e-commerce businesses or direct to consumer businesses. It's a community for bringing founders together and getting away from your desks to talk about the challenges of running a business. And yeah, no kind of agenda, no sales pitches, no nothing like that. Just a walk and talk, just out in nature somewhere.
Yeah. So how's it going? How many people do you tend to get?
Yeah, so you're in year two now. So we did three or four last year. I also did a Surrey Hills pub crawl, which where I rented a vintage bus and made a few kind of pit stops along across the Surrey Hills a few watering holes. So we had about sort of 25, 30 people on that. The walks are generally between sort of 10, 15 people. I think we did three or four walks last year. There's plans to do three or four again this year. We've done one already this year and had 16, I think.
And how far do you tend to go? Do people need to be super fit to come on your walks?
No, not at all. So yeah, we are actually doing a larger kind of hike later this year that will be closer to 30 people. And there'll be a few kind of twists in there. But yeah, generally the walk's about an hour to an hour and a half. So yeah, nothing too strenuous. And then a nice lunch in a pub. And then usually have a kind of guest speaker who talks about challenges of running a business, and that's not necessarily a kind of hard sell about their journey. We've had somebody talk about a time where they were bullied by a client and how they overcome that. We've had somebody talk to us about burnout and how that's influenced what they do in their business. So yeah, it's really about trying to kind of break down those barriers of, it's not necessarily about talking about how you scaled or how you grow or how big your team is. It's about just kind of getting to know the real people and the real challenges that we face day to day as business owners.
Yeah. Well, I wish I was a bit nearer to Surrey. I'd love to come.
Yeah.
What do you find that people are getting from these walk and talk meetings?
I think they're getting I think people are opening up quite a lot. I think we're having really honest conversations. And I think there's a lot to be said about being out walking, not having that kind of direct eye line with somebody, and then having a conversation. I think there's a lot to be said around getting out in nature, and people just have their guard down. I think people are just finding it's just a nice way to just to take the foot off the gas for half a day, just to unwind, just to talk to some like-minded people. But we all go to lots of different events where there's a slide deck and, you know, someone's talking about how great their business is or how great their product is. And it's all knowledge based, whereas this is about just communicating as humans. And I think that it's that human interaction that people are really gravitating towards and enjoying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also it's great for people's mental health as well, isn't it? To get outside.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's we all sit in home offices now, most of us, and look at a screen and talk all day, and then we go from being running our businesses to being parents or being partners or just being ourselves. And it's really hard to switch off, I think, in the world we live in today. And we're expected to go from one mode to the next in the blink of an eye. So I think this just gives people just time to decompress, just chat. And if, you know, anyone's got a problem, they can always, you know, people have been really forthcoming with topics of conversation. You know, as I said, we had a guy who shared a story about how he was bullied by a client, and that then informed him stopping running his agency and then starting up as a consultant. And that talk sparked a conversation for about sort of 45 minutes, a completely informal group discussion. It was never kind of on an agenda to sort of have a room full of people talking about one topic. It just kind of naturally happened, and people were very forthcoming with, yeah, this is my experience and this has happened to me. And they've been great.
Yeah, sounds like a wonderful community. So finally then, John, if anyone wants to find out more about you or Honest Video or the Walk and Talk community, what's the best place for them to find you?
Just find me on LinkedIn, John Wilson. So my parents didn't exactly break the mold with the name. So there's a few of us, but if you add, John Wilson and add the word honest after it, it should be relatively simple to find me. Yeah, I post regularly about the events that I'm organizing, about video and video strategy, and about the day-to-day struggles of being a founder and running an agency. So yeah, look me up.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for being my guest. I've really enjoyed our conversation. And if I was nearer to Surrey, I would definitely be coming on your walks.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have to go on tour and come and find you.
Do that.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Big Network. If you found this podcast useful, please do rate, review and subscribe. And don't forget to share it with the rest of your network too.